Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Dakota Duncan, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is Cats and Home Remodels. Don't try this at home. No cats were harmed in the making of this essay. You know how some people can just put up curtains, toss some throw pillows, hang a few pictures, and it all comes together like a spread in House Beautiful? That's not us. Other than required maintenance, my wife and I have done nothing to our house in the 9 years we've lived there. We actually still have boxes sitting around that have never been unpacked. We are not naturally gifted interior decorators. Our style, if it could even be called that, is more about pragmatism. We are still using the curtains the previous homeowner left behind because, despite looking like the 90s style they are, they fit and were already hung. Our bedroom decor might best be described as post-college desperation, despite the fact that we both had successful careers and are in our mid-50s. The dominant features of our home, both upstairs and downstairs, are multiple cat trees and scratching pads. When the cats are happy and not clawing our sparse furnishings, we are happy. Recently, we decided to upgrade our kitchen. We finally had the emotional and financial resources to replace our old laminate countertops with gorgeous granite ones. A visit with the Home Depot consultant revealed we could have the work done in about 6 weeks and for under our budgeted amount. The only part of that sentence that turned out to be accurate was the consultant worked for Home Depot. I'd never had remodeling-type work done in any of the houses I've owned. I wasn't expecting the delays, repairs, increases in costs, and any of the other joys of such adventures. Sure, I knew people who had work done in their home and had heard a few horror stories, but these people were having serious work done, like an entire kitchen remodel. Surely only having countertops replaced wasn't going to be such a challenge. It was. After selecting our granite, a trip that required a 3-hour round-trip drive, we waited 6 weeks for installation day. About 2 weeks prior, I got a call from the specialist we'd worked with asking for a reminder about which tile we'd chosen for the backsplash. I felt like he should have written it down and ordered it. Apparently, he'd done neither, as 2 days later, I got a call from our project manager saying the perfect tile we wanted was on back order. And did we want to choose something less perfect or wait another 2 months? We chose to wait. We hadn't anticipated that waiting meant that we'd be living with giant holes in the sheetrock all around the kitchen, holes big enough for cats to enter. Let me back up a bit. Finally, our wait was over, and it was counter-installation day. The removal process was loud. It sounded like a monster truck rally was being held in our kitchen. One of our cats, Max, disappeared the moment he heard male voices. After a long search, I found him hiding under a spare comforter. He wouldn't come out for days. Jasper, our other cat, who was generally more curious and braver than Max, tried to stay with us in our home office. That only lasted until the power tools came out, clearly a sign of the end of the world. He raced off to hide in the closet until the catastrophic event was over. By the end of the day, the granite countertops we'd selected were in place and were stunning. I absolutely loved the depth and richness of the various streaks of stone and minerals. There were so many patterns and colors that would hide spills, I could probably go months without wiping down the counters. What I didn't love was that removing the old tile meant huge chunks of sheetrock went with it, leaving our kitchen walls looking like those of crack houses you see on TV. The head construction guy told us not to worry. He'd leave us with some plastic to cover them. I was imagining rolls of perfectly sized, thick, clear plastic that would magically seal to our walls. What we got were plastic garbage bags and a promise that someone would return to patch up the sheetrock the next day. We'd still have to wait 2 months for the tile, but at least we'd have walls. Shortly after the construction guys left, my wife and I were admiring the new granite when Jasper joined us. Being the curious guy that he is, he immediately jumped onto the counter and stuck his head into one of the holes in the wall. This wasn't a small hole either. It was plenty big enough for him to leap into. With images of needing to remove cabinets and walls to rescue him if he jumped in, my wife scooted him off the counter as I grabbed the plastic bags. Soon I'd cut the bag into strips, and my wife was using masking tape to secure them over the tempting gaps. Jasper watched our process with interest. This is a cat who has watched us open drawers and then successfully performed the task himself. He's an outstanding example of why the term copycat was coined. I didn't really expect he'd learn how to use tape from watching us, but I suspected our activity would increase his interest in the area. When we are interested in something, so is he. Once we'd bandaged up the walls, we were fairly satisfied the temptation had been concealed. Jasper hopped onto the counter, inspected the plastic, and then jumped down. Maybe his curiosity had been satisfied? Believing the area was now safe, we went back to admiring our granite. With several broken promises that someone would come to repair the sheetrock tomorrow, it would be a week before it was actually done. 3 days into the wait, my wife caught Jasper trying to stick his paw inside a gap between pieces of tape. He looked like a kid who'd been caught with his hand in the cookie jar. He was intent on getting behind the black plastic. Perhaps he smelled a mouse inside the wall? Ugh! Out came more masking tape to better seal the gaps. 5 days into the wait, I walked into the kitchen to find Jasper with his head under the plastic, no doubt with his body soon to follow. Some of the masking tape had come loose, either by itself or with assistance from our clever feline. I once again grabbed the masking tape. 13 rolls later, my wife and I had created a lovely tight zipper pattern around every edge of the black plastic. It looked like a modern art installation. In the process of doing this, I noticed teeth marks along a couple of edges of the plastic and knew Jasper was not the only one who'd been inspecting the remodel. Max is our plastic chewer. Apparently, he'd sampled the new supply and found it lacking. Otherwise, every edge would have been munched. After waiting a full week, the sheetrock was repaired. This was kind of a courtesy to get us by until the tile guys, as our installer called them, came to do the real job with spackle before finally installing the tile. This meant there were still gaps between pieces of sheetrock, but these were minimal, the largest being perhaps half an inch wide. As soon as the repair person left, Jasper was up on the counter, inhaling deeply of the air between the gaps. It was like we'd sprinkled catnip inside the walls just to torture him. He checked out all the walls, and apparently realizing we'd ruined his fun, hopped off the counter. To the best of my knowledge, he hasn't been back up there since. If things go as planned, we only have about 3 weeks to go until the tiles will be installed. I wonder what Jasper will think of the new tile. I'd ponder this more, but I have to go remove him from the giant hole awaiting our new stove. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.